Yes.
This has just been an amazing day, and I want to get to our next guest because in the commercial break, I was speaking with former Mayor Oscar Goodman about the great Don Rickles. And I said, you know, who was also in Casino with him. And I said, I was born in the wrong era. I should have been Ginger on the arm of a mob boss in Vegas in the 70s. and Don Rickles had such a great part in that movie. And he's also Mr. Las Vegas when you think about it.
Mr. Warmth.
Mr.
Ladies
Wonderful.
And gentlemen, Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles. Don, how are you?
Well, I don't know yet. I'll see how this goes.
Don, I don't know if you recall. Well, first of all, you were at a party at Jimmy Kimmel's house that I went to, and you walked by me, and the room parted. There's George Clooney, there's all these, and all everyone could talk about was Don Rickles. So you shuffled by me and said, move over, Tubbs. I used to see you when you were fat in those commercials. And I was so excited that you acknowledged me as Tubbs.
Well, I remember you when you did that show. I don't know. I forgot the name of it. With those girls when you did the show, the other show that you did.
I did lots of shows with girls.
Yeah, you're very exciting.
Don, you know, one of the things I used to say, and I worked with Michael Strahan for many years on the NFL. When Regis left, I said, well, the only logical person for this job is Don Rickles. Is that something you would have even considered, or no?
I never, radio or anything like that, I never, to be honest, I never really thought about it. I've always been involved with acting or television series, which I have a great record of failure. But, at my age now, the guy upstairs has been very good to me because I've been very busy working and kind of happy about that.
What do you prefer, Don? You prefer being up on stage performing in front of a live audience, or do you prefer doing the roles in the movies?
I prefer doing the place that pays me the check. You know, at this stage of my life, I really, I'm delighted to do most anything that's reasonable, you know, that I think I would enjoy. But right now, I'm kind of happy. I just signed another 2-year deal with the Orleans in Vegas. And,
fantastic.
You know, when you're 45, as I am, you know, it's kind of nice, you know. So I'm enjoying myself. And I had a little problem with my leg, an infection in my leg, and I thought that would be the end for me. But
wow.
I work now. I sit in a chair and use a cane and I do my stuff, and it turns out to be pretty good.
Don, you are one of those people, and I said it earlier, you know, the party was filled with who's who of Hollywood, and they were all Oscar nominees, but everyone was very much about you that night, and who do you... Yeah, everyone loved to talk about you and how great you are and how funny you are. Who do you think is funny? Who do you... Of your maybe contemporaries or people you see today, do you find entertaining for you?
Well, that's a tough call. You know, there's so many. Bob Newhart's my dearest friend, and of course I think he's the best in what he does. And I love him. He reads the New York Times, and I read the jokes and the Dodgers. But we've traveled all over the world with his wife and my wife, and we have good times together. But to pick individuals, you know. It's very hard to say, you know. I adore a lot of good people, you know, and it's hard to, you know what I mean, to say,
yeah,
this one's the best, that one's the best. I don't like to make it a tournament because I find that in my era, the comedians that made me laugh were the guys that you know, today they do Up Your Kazoo and all that shit.
Right.
Which I don't knock because, hey, people laugh. I don't know. But my day was, I like situation kind of humor, which I do, you know, and that's what I love.
You know, Don, your pal Tommy Lasorda is having a moment in the sun right now with the Dodgers going to the playoffs, and he had a great line when the whole Donald Sterling thing was falling apart. And he said, now let me say something about B. Stiviano. I hope nothing bad happens to that girl, but I hope she gets hit by a bus.
Yeah. Tommy, I know for 100 years. He had me once put on the uniform and go out to the mound and take a picture out of the game.
Oh, that's great.
And I said to the guy, you're going out of the game, this big, big kid. And he said, no. Well, you can't take me. You can tell he wasn't born in L.A. You can't take me out of the game. Who the hell are you? You can't take. Get out of here. Get off the game. And with that, the umpire ran out. And he ran off and looked me right in the eye and ripped off his mask and said, he'd get me 2 tickets for the Dean Martin show.
You know, Don, you mentioned your era, and we just had Oscar Goodman in, who loves you, the former mayor here of 12 years, and he had 5 decades here in Las Vegas, and you have had many decades in your era. I picture your era as the 50s, 60s, 70s. What is your favorite? I know you worked with everybody, Sinatra and Dean and Joey Bishop. What is your favorite memory or favorite era?
Well, I loved many years ago. He did a picture called Kelly's Heroes with Clint Eastwood. Clint was great. And,
great movie.
And a guy I met, wonderful, was Telly Savalas. Mm-hmm. And we were in Yugoslavia for 6 months, and that was something I'll never forget. And the other highlight was doing the president's inaugural, Ronald Reagan's inaugural, with Frank. And it was really something, because Ronald Reagan was a great guy. Forgetting politics, just as a person. And I had a wonderful time in the White House and doing this kind of show, you know. I'm a kid from Jackson Heights, and my mother always believed I was going to be, working the docks at Newark or something, you know, lifting bags. and then she said, why do you insult people? Why can't you be like Alan King, rest his soul? I said, okay, but then the checks started coming in, and she sat in the house and said, this is wonderful humor that you do.
Hey, Don, if you were starting your career right now with your brand of comedy, the insult comedy, sometimes you go racial, do you think in the era of political correctness you could get away with it if you were just starting out in the clubs?
Well, I've been asked that many times. The thing is, it's attitude. You see, my attitude is never unkind, and I never find myself in a position where I say, oh, God, why did I say that? It's the way you say things, and that's been my success. I know other comedians have tried to do some of the kind of attitude that I do, and I don't know if it works for them or not, but what I've done is always, when I first started out, I was always in a car. My mother and her friends were always waiting outside to take me home, because I did 2 lines, and the guy said, he called my wife an idiot. Get him out of here. But it's an attitude, and that's what I developed, and I thank God it worked great for me.
There are very few people that it works for, and you and Howard Stern I can think of to this day that it works for.
And Joan Rivers.
God rest her soul, absolutely.
Yeah, she was with me on many shows together, yeah.
Amazing woman.
Quite a gal.
Now, you have a show here as well, yes?
I'm going to be at the Orleans. I don't know, October. You caught me off guard, the date. In about a week.
October 11th and 12th, you're going to be there. I'll be your secretary, Don. If things don't work out in the radio, I'll come work for you. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And that'll be fine. Yeah. The Orleans has been... It's a good room for comedy, and I enjoy it there.
That's where I think Bill Maher plays, too.
Do you ever get nervous, Don,
I think you're doing a radio show. I think before you go on, there's always a little bit of excitement, call it nerves, call it whatever.
Yeah.
But sure, I think that's the energy that gives you the pep to keep it moving. And I think every performer gets a little uptight before he goes on. It's part of the game.
Yeah.
Streisand has horrible stage fright.
That's what I've heard.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, Barbara's a great artist. You know, being alone with her, you've got to have a gun.
Oh, my God. I love you, Don Rickles. Well, thank you for coming on our show. We appreciate it. I'll see you at the Cheetah Club tonight. Same place, same time.
Well, thank you so much for calling, both of you, and good luck with your show.
Thank you.
All right. We appreciate it.
The great Don Rickles, and you can see him October 11th and 12th.
At the Orleans.
You
should come out for that.
Which is a great, he's right. It is a great place to see people. It's a nice venue, and it's
more intimate.
More intimate, yeah.
All right.
God, he's amazing.
Speaking of being intimate.